The following is brought to you in association with and from a proud partner of the Shining Wizards Network. Entertainment here.
You are listening to Inconclusive Breakdown, your weekly anti-PC look at entertainment and pop culture news.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to this week's show. Episode, what are we on, 134?
Yeah, 134.
134. Who would have thought that we made it this far? Of Inconclusive Breakdown, I am your host, Justin, joined as always by Skeets. Vince could not be here this week, so Mr. Short, you're here.
Yeah.
Thank God. Kinda. Yeah. This week's show, we'll discuss more reboots and spinoffs. What do Charles Dickens and Ice Cube have in common? Online harassment in both comic books and wrestling. Law and Order Impact Wrestling. The World Series. We'll give our top 10 horror movies, and we will fan cast spooky movie characters. So if you're wondering where Vince is, he stuck his head up a pumpkin and now has pumpkin spiced AIDS. So that's where he's at.
I gotta tell you, I'm more worried about Ice Cube.
I'm more worried about Ice Cube. Yeah. I can see why. But, you ready to get into it, sir?
I reckon.
You reckon. No song of the week last week, because it was a special deal. This week's will also be a special deal. We're gonna do a Halloween song that I don't know yet. But... Tim, I figure you can probably tell us something about the song, and you can win your prize. All right. TV news this week. The Parents TV Council came out against the season premiere of The Walking Dead, saying that the episode was too graphic and violent.
Oh, God.
Did you catch this episode?
No, I've watched like two episodes of The Walking Dead.
Yeah, well, I kind of dropped out last season, but I was like, well, I know... I was wanting to see if they followed the comic. Yeah, they followed the comic. It was brutal, but it's supposed to be brutal. And and people are like, oh, it's too violent. I'm like, you do know this is a show about killing zombies and how people are horrible, right? And it's TVMA. Yeah. It's TVMA anyway. So calm down. It's okay. These are the same people that throw a fit about everything on TV. So.
And I believe last week you said the Asian was going to die.
Yep.
And you were right.
Oh, yeah. I figured they would stick with the comic because that ties in later storyline. So,
yeah.
But yay, I should have bet money. All right. The CW network has renewed Penn and Teller Fool Us and Whose Line Is It Anyway for new seasons. So I occasionally catch an episode of those. So that's good.
Yeah.
Whose Line's usually pretty funny, so. And have you seen Penn Jillette lately?
Sorry, I was adjusting my headphones.
Have you seen Penn from Penn and Teller lately?
No.
He has lost a ton of weight. He doesn't even hardly look like the same guy.
Really?
Yeah. It's weird until you get used to it, but... So they'll be back next season. sometimes you have to love Reddit. Well, people on Reddit. Let's go with that. It looks like somebody leaked the entire plot for next season's Game of Thrones. They put it on Reddit. A user away for the lads. The user has since deleted his account. But Nathalie Emanuel, who plays one of Daenerys' handmaidens, pretty much confirmed the authenticity of the leak on Twitter when she said, quote, it's really disappointing that there are people who are determined to ruin season 7 for everyone. Hashtag spoil sports. So, yeah, he let the whole thing out. It's on Reddit. You can find it if you want to know and not, you know, be surprised at all this. So,
I haven't seen one episode.
I've seen clips for boobs. That's about all I've seen.
Yeah, I like those.
Yeah. You like Stranger Things, right?
Yes.
All right. Well, the creators of Stranger Things have come under fire for casting two new characters, both white. online people with nothing better to do threw a fit that the new characters were not people of color or LGBT LMNOP. So, you know.
Good God.
Yeah.
It's the 80s in a white room. It's like, well, I don't even say suburban. It's not.
Urban. It's like a.
No, it's like a. It's almost a rural town they're living in. Rural. I don't know how to say that word. You know what I mean?
Out here, they just call it the town. So, yeah, but.
Yeah.
So, yeah, but you didn't put our people in or people that yeah, shut up. Fucking Christ.
There's a black kid in there. What do you want?
Is he the monster?
No, the black kid. No.
Oh. It's like,
there's
sorry,
four kids.
I had to play Vince for a second. Juju, black Juju. All right, there we go. Now Vince is out of the way. Justin Lin, who directed one of the Fast and Furious movies, and he directed the last Star Trek movie, Star Trek Beyond. He is going to team up with Machinima, and they are going to do a reboot. We're into the reboot parts a little bit of Knight Rider. But this will not be for TV. This is going to be digital only and most likely be distributed through Machinima. So no word on Hasselhoff involvement, but come on. you got to have him in there somewhere.
It'll be awful.
I don't know.
I don't know. Yeah.
Yeah. I'll hold out and see. Some of the reboots you know are going to be awful, and we'll get to those here in a minute. But I don't know. I'll hold out hope for Knight Rider. Shortly after AT&T bought Time Warner, which we talked about last week, right?
Yeah.
Okay. They have now released details of their new streaming service. It will be called DirecTV Now. And it will launch next month with a price point of $35 a month and will have over 100 channels at launch, including all the Time Warner channels, as well as some of the Disney channels. So, for cord cutters, that's another option.
Fuck DirecTV.
Yeah. Coming next year to Fox, I found this story for Vince, but since he's got AIDS, I'll just say it anyway. A new series. You may be interested in it. Hmm. Token White Male.
That sounds awesome.
About a guy who becomes, quote, the first male associate at a groundbreaking all-female law firm. The man himself is a fun-loving, no-filter, low-rent lawyer. Oh, this just sounds like garbage on fire.
Any word on actors yet?
No.
Oh, God.
That's just bad. Good job, Fox. You canceled Firefly, but let's do that. Okay. I'm still not ever going to let him off the hook for that. Okay. And another reboot. How you feel about a Muppet Babies reboot?
I don't know.
It will be computer generated. Like the original, it'll be towards 4 to 7 year old kids. It will be 2 11-minute episodes per show, Disney Junior. So if you have the little kids, you're going to get a Muppet Babies reboot, but they're going to be computer generated, so it'll probably be creepy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sad news. Raven Simone is leaving The View.
Oh, God.
Oh, but it's the star in a That's So Raven spinoff at Disney Channel.
Yay.
Yay.
I'm glad I don't have that channel.
Glad I don't have any channels. Yeah. Speaking of reboots and bring backs, it looks like NBC is going to do a 10 episode run of Will and Grace. Fucking okay. Crickets. All right. It's just, God, terrible people. Speaking of terrible people, the next one, TV Land. We had the story months ago when they kind of first announced it that they were going to do a TV series based on the movie Heathers.
Yeah.
You remember that? Well, we now have our Heathers. Melanie Field, Brendan Schannel, and Jasmine Matthews. Let's see. The one played by Matthews will be a black lesbian. the one that was in the movie played by Shannon Doherty will be played by Brendan Scannell, a male who identifies as genderqueer, whose real name is Heath.
Oh my God.
And the other one will be played by Melanie Field. Let's see. In the new incarnation, she is described as having a body like Martha Dump Truck.
Martha Dump Truck?
Yeah, apparently she's a big girl.
Sounds big.
So.
What the fuck?
You gotta get a little bit of everybody in there, apparently, to be on TV
Good
land.
God.
So you got a black gay, a guy that thinks he's a girl, so he's mentally handicapped. And you got apparently a big girl, because apparently that's a bad thing. It's probably a good thing we're changing the show next week.
Yeah.
Oh, spoilers for next week, folks. Activision and Blizzard looks like they're moving forward with either a series on Netflix or a TV or a TV movie or something based off their properties Overwatch or StarCraft, the two video games. So.
Oh, you came back.
Am
I
here?
Disappeared for a minute. Yeah, you disappeared for a minute, and I was all alone.
Oh, well, let me tell you that again. Activision and Blizzard may be moving forward with either a Overwatch or StarCraft series for Netflix. So, based off their video games.
Yeah.
You're going to have to tell me if I drop out, because I can't do that and see the notes.
Could you not hear me?
I have no idea.
Okay.
Vince, this is all your fault. All right. Speaking of Vince, this is all your damn fault. Brian Fuller is stepping back as showrunner for CBS's Star Trek Discovery. Apparently, he's got too much on his plate right now because he's finishing up American Gods on Stars, and he's also rebooting Amazing Stories for NBC. He will stay on as executive producer, but the day-to-day stuff will be handled by Gretchen Berg and Aaron Herberts, who worked with Brian Fuller on Pushing Daisies, and they also worked on one of my favorite shows, Fringe. So,
Friends?
Fringe.
Oh, okay.
Let's see. This one is sad. This one is sad news. TV comedy writer Kevin Curran, who worked on The Simpsons for 17 years, passed away at the age of 59. He also wrote and produced for Unhappily Ever After. You know, Mr. Floppy.
Yeah.
And Married with Children. He was on there for 10 years. He was the voice of Buck the dog.
Oh.
On Married with Children. So, yeah, he passed away. So that's sad. Let's see. Next story. S.J. Clarkson, who's a TV director who directed some of the Jessica Jones episodes and Orange is the New Black, will return to the Marvel Universe to direct the first two episodes of Marvel's The Defenders. She will also serve as executive producer. Apparently, Defenders is only going to be 8 episodes for Netflix. So aren't they usually 13? 10, 13?
Yeah, 10 or 13, yeah.
Yeah, so Defenders is only going to be 8. So they're going to have to cram a whole lot of stuff into it. So, all right. Movie news this week. The last Star Wars movie came out quite a while back. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, in an interview, Daisy Ridley, who played Rey, said that she was asked stuff about Star Wars. And she said, we will learn about Rey's parents in the next Star Wars movie. But that she was upset about her character being called a Mary Sue. Now, you remember when we went and saw Star Wars and all that came out that the character was a Mary Sue, which means that, you know, she magically knew how to do all this stuff. She was overpowered to begin, you know.
Yeah.
And she's like, well, that's just a sexist thing. And I'm like, no, there's actually a thing called a Marty Stew, which is when a male character does it. So,
yeah.
But she now comes out and talks about it because it's current? I don't know.
Yeah.
All right, the next thing. Tyler Perry, you know him. Or
yeah.
Her. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
He wants to make a Madea movie about police brutality.
Oh, God.
Hallelujah. Quit hitting me. Yeah. Which, let me translate for the white people. Ernest gets his ass whooped. So, the movie. So, this next story made me sad. If Blu-ray sales are good enough, there could be a sequel to Ghostbusters. You know, I almost want to see that just for material for the show.
Yeah.
But, all right. Next thing, Justin Lin, who we've already talked about, he was doing the Knight Rider reboot.
Right.
He will direct and produce the Hot Wheels movie for Legendary Pictures. So we're getting a Hot Wheels movie from a guy that that's done car movies. So, okay. They made a freaking battleship movie. Why not?
What the fuck is a Hot Wheels movie going to be about?
Probably about us poor bastards that are looking for like one or two cars, but we can never find them in the stores.
Oh, yeah.
And we sit, stand at a dump bin for a half hour because all these grimy little kids and their nasty hands tear up packages.
Yeah, there was a Hot Wheels cartoon, I remember.
Yeah.
And it was terrible.
Yeah. So, I don't know. I'm sure it'll be actual cars and not computer, I think. So, we'll find out.
Maybe they'll try to make cast iron full-size cars with plastic wheels.
They work on a track. Yeah. All the roads are orange with the little bumpers.
They'll just blow apart.
Yeah, I'd actually watch that. All right, next story. Sony, you know them. They're good with they're good with movies. They have announced that Sean Levy, who directed Stranger Things and the Night at the Museum movies, he is going to direct the video game adaptation for Uncharted. Joe Carnahan, who wrote Narc and The Grey, is writing the movie. So I don't know. We'll find out. Charles Dickens and Ice Cube. We told you in the teaser for the show. Ice Cube is going to play Fagin. Disney Studios is teaming with Ice Cube and Thomas Kelly. He directed the Hamilton musical, which all the liberals jerk themselves over about, for a modern take on the Charles Dickens story, Oliver Twist.
This is not iced tea.
I would prefer iced tea.
Yeah.
he can act. But, oh, this is just terrible. I'm sorry, listeners. I really am.
Ice Cube.
Yep. Yeah. All right. Marvel Studios Executive Vice President of Physical Production, which means she's... Holy Christ, it's the dogs. All right. Victoria Alonso said that Marvel is going to make a conscious change to address Hollywood's gender inequality problem.
Okay.
That's why they're hiring more female directors and higher profile female talent for their stuff. So just remember, kids, that your talent doesn't matter. What's between your legs is what matters. So, cool. you could be the best man for the job, but you're going to get passed over. So, speaking of Marvel and Disney, Disney said that it is going to flop release dates for Incredibles 2 and Toy Story 4. Incredibles 2 has moved up to 2018, while Toy Story 4 has moved back to 2019. So,
yeah, I saw that on Reddit.
Yeah, I'm ready for Incredibles. I'm not
ready for another Toy Story.
No, fuck that. And fuck that Black Mirror episode.
Yeah. Which one?
The one you posted about? What was that on Facebook that you posted?
Oh, the lesbian one?
Oh, my God.
I know.
I won't spoil it for anybody, but come on.
Yeah. Yeah. That was fucked up.
It's toys in the furnace, all right? That's what it was. All right, next story. This is sad. Michael Massey, who played Fun Boy in the Crow movie, the first Crow movie. He was actually the one that shot and killed Brandon Lee. He passed away. He was 64 and had passed away from stomach cancer. He had been in a bunch of other movies, but basically he was mostly known for that, sadly.
Yeah.
J.J. Abrams, because, you know, he doesn't do enough work. He has a new movie coming out called God Particle. Apparently, it's going to be the next in the Cloverfield series. And apparently, we're going to get a Cloverfield movie every 1 or 2 years. They want to just keep that a-going. So, okay. David Leitch, who was co-director on one of my favorite movies, and now John Wick. It looks like he's going to be directing Deadpool 2. Cool. He was the action director, coordinator for Wolverine Origins, where they first had Deadpool, but it was garbage, remember?
Yeah.
So he has worked with Ryan Reynolds before. He's an action guy, because just watch John Wick. That's fucking amazing. So I don't know. We'll see. I hope they keep the humor. I hope they keep the humor of the first movie.
Yeah.
Which is what I hope for. So, all right. You ready for a Rambo comeback?
No.
On the big screen?
No.
Well, sorry. You're getting it. Rambo New Blood will be a reboot. Sylvester Stallone not returning. This would see a younger actor inhabit the role. Apparently, the company that's doing it wants to turn Rambo into something like James Bond, where they could just plug a new actor in every so many years. That sounds terrible.
Yeah. I mean, if they really want me to, I guess I'll do it.
I'll take the paycheck, but...
Yeah.
Who's he going to fight? I mean, who can you fight now that it's politically correct to fight?
I don't know.
Can't fight the Muslims.
He's going to fight white straight men.
That's probably what it'll be, because you can't fight the weird little Asian men that beat their wives and stuff like that, like the last Rambo movie.
Yeah.
So I have no idea. So that's it for movie news. Comic book news this week. Do you have the GWAR story for music?
I don't.
Okay. Well, I have it for comic books, because GWAR has launched a $39,900 crowdfunding campaign over on Kickstarter for a new comic book titled GWAR Orgasmageddon. If the goal is met, and let's be honest, it's going to be met.
Yeah.
It's going to be a 5-issue series. So... a GWAR comic book. That just sounds great.
Yeah. $40,000?
Yeah. Which I guess sounds are about right.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, they're doing it on their own. So, I mean, they're hiring actual industry talent, but, you know.
Yeah.
So, all right. Chelsea Kane, this story blew up all over Twitter and Reddit. Chelsea Kane, she wrote Marvel's Mockingbird series, which was recently canceled. She has deleted her Twitter account, citing multiple instances of online harassment. Let's see. I'm trying to read the story. This comes in the wake of Mockingbird ending last week with the series' 8th issue and her subsequent call for more female-driven comics at Marvel. She put a bunch of Twitter posts up, which are no longer online. But in addition to her saying she wants more female stuff from Marvel, artist Joelle Jones, whose cover for the final Mockingbird issue was basically Mockingbird in a shirt that said, "Ask me about my feminist agenda." She was also has gotten harassment online. So don't be a dick. But I kind of see the point of, we don't really want your outside politics put into a comic book story, but
yeah,
you can tell somebody you disagree with them and not be an asshole about it. But apparently Chelsea Kane was a novelist before she took this comic book job. And she's like, I've sold millions of books all over the world and never had the type of crap I had to deal with from comic book fans for this one thing. So, comic book people can be very touchy, but don't be a dick, folks.
Yeah.
Next story for comic book news. DC has been teasing or kind of releasing one at a time members for the upcoming Justice League of America comic book that's going to come out starting in February. We already told you Vixen, Killer Frost, Ryan Choi's The Atom, and The Ray. Well, they've announced the last three. You're going to like this, Mr. Short.
Oh, cool.
Black Canary.
Mm-hmm.
The Batman.
Yeah.
And Lobo. Old school Lobo, not the new 52 gay emo one.
Cool.
They're going back with the main man, the old school. He's not Wolverine, you know, that one.
Yeah.
So I might actually pick that one up when it comes out if I can ever find a comic book shop down here. Speaking of, you know how in Marvel Comics, and I guess it's in comics in general, with the bigger companies, like the X-Men have their own area of the Marvel Universe.
Yeah.
How something that would happen in one book would affect other X-Men books.
Yeah.
Well, it looks like they're going to do that. There looks like they're going to create a Daredevil section of the Marvel Universe in the comics. Because they announced that in February they're going to launch all new ongoing series for Elektra, Bullseye, Iron Fist, and the Kingpin. And that these are all going to tie into Daredevil's corner of the Marvel Universe.
So I can see it. Makes sense.
I can too.
Because they're all kind of from the same area and whatnot. And there's
They all tie together. Group. So yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah, there's been a Civil War II kind of tie-in book that's a Kingpin book that has been really good lately. So I can see that. So I'm okay with that. Marvel actually may have done something right. We told you, was it last week, about Marvel still doing the hip-hop covers?
Yeah, I think it was the variants.
Well, anything Marvel can do, Valiant Comics can do weirder. Valiant has announced they are going to do cat cosplay variant covers of their books.
What? Cat cosplay?
Yeah, so it'll be cats dressed up as their comic book heroes on the cover of the books.
Like actual cats?
Yep.
Like actual pictures of cats.
Yeah, dressed up as... That's awesome. That's a big middle finger to Marvel, and I love it.
Yeah, they're like, well, there's a bunch of cats on the internet. Let's just put them on comic books.
Yep. You know the Faith character?
Yeah.
That's like the big girl superhero. I saw one of it, and it's a cat, and like it has kind of the outfit on and a Bond wig. I'm like, why not? So,
it's pretty funny, really.
Yeah, I hope they sell out and sell tons of them. Next year, last thing for comic book news, you like the crossover books?
Sometimes.
Okay, well, Dark Horse and IDW will be teaming up for a crossover miniseries, Star Trek The Next Generation versus Aliens. This is Captain Picard and crew going up against the dreaded Xenomorphs.
I don't really see them in the same universe, but...
Well, they're
It'd probably be cool. I know, yeah, but...
Yeah, so... I'll be interested in that. Check that out.
Vince probably like it.
I think he will. He likes the... Escape from New York, Big Trouble in Little China crossover book really well, so
yeah,
I'm sure he'll pick it up. It's not like he's going to listen to this anyway.
No.
All right, wrestling news this week. There's two big stories, but the first one, let's go with the good one. FlowSports.tv, or no, FlowSlam.tv. This is an agreement between FlowSports and WWN Live to stream all events on FlowSlam.tv. The agreement begins November the 4th with the coverage of Shine 38 from Ybor City, Florida. Apparently, they're going to do upwards of 60 to 70 shows a year. This includes everything the WWN Live does. They're also going to do, in addition to live coverage and replays of all future promotions, FlowSlam will host archives from all WWN Live events going back all the way to 2003. And will produce a series of original documentaries focusing on the lives and stories of the athletes who compete in pro wrestling across the world. $20 a month. It's going to be available on the Flow Sports app on Roku and Apple TV. So that's a lot of back catalog. So that's actually pretty cool. And now, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for Law and Order Impact Wrestling. We're going to get a decision Monday on Billy Corgan's lawsuit. A ton of crap has been unsealed and this and that. Here's what I kind of sort of found. He was promised that if the company was in financial trouble, that he could replace management of the company and put his own people in as president of the company. And he was shut out of... I guess Dixie tried to sell the company to WWE behind his back, but Tennessee business law, which is where the lawsuit was filed, it's a little wacky. So Billy Corgan probably won't win, but he may end up with like 30 to 40% of the company. So nice. We'll know something tomorrow. The judge said that they will give a decision on Monday. So who knows? They need like somebody with big money to come in. You know, Ted Turner, you're not doing anything right now. Hey, Mark Cuban, I know you're a wrestling fan. Step in. Yeah. You got some money.
Do something.
Yeah. All right. Hey, you like wrestling and courts? We got more.
Yeah.
You remember how we told you Ryback legally changed his name in order to keep it?
Yep.
Well, he has his catchphrase, Feed Me More, which is also the name of his like supplement line, and his website is actually feedmemore.com. That's probably going to have to change because WWE has filed notice with the patent office that they filed in January to keep that phrase. So...
Oh, so they're smacking him in the face.
Yeah, that's the way it sounds. So he's either going to have to change all of his stuff or wait until that patent expires, and I don't know how long that takes. So, no, WWE's not vindictive at all. All right, let's see. Karina Steen, who is Kevin Owens' wife, will be taking down her Instagram account because of online bullying, because wrestling fans are like comic book fans and just can be assholes. She has nothing to do with it. She's just the guy's wife, for fuck's sake.
Yeah.
If I was him and you were harassing my wife, I'd probably kill you sons of bitches. So, you know. Mm. You know, not that I have an anger problem or nothing like that. Fuckers. All right. Yeah. Let's see. Vince McMahon was asked. He had to do an investor call to talking to, like, not normal investors, but these are, like, bigger bank investors.
Yeah.
And he was asked about the UFC being sold and the AT&T Time Warner merger. And he was asked if the right deal came along, would, you know, you sell the company? Would you sell WWE? And for the first time that I can ever remember, he said that if the right deal came along, they would extremely consider selling the company. So that's a big about face. So I think Vince has the Alzheimer's. So last thing for wrestling news this week, Hell in a Cell is tonight. Did you get that link?
Oh my God, it's still loading.
Oh my God. Well, let's go through the matches. We'll do predictions real quick. Tell me when you're loaded there. WWE's website is garbage. I hate the new website. But is this still loading?
What the fuck are you doing? Like, I went to the bottom and then it like glitched or something.
Oh, fantastic. I hate their website. I hate it. Oh. Well, I'll start off here.
I reduced it. Okay.
All right.
I think I'm good now.
Okay, you at the bottom?
I'm going to start at the bottom.
Do you see an Arab and two masked men? That sounds like a horrible Vince joke.
I see six guys.
Okay, well, that's your kickoff show. That is the Cruiserweights are kicking off. Cedric Alexander, Lince Dorado, and Sin Cara versus Tony Nese, Drew Gulak, and Aria Davari. It's a six-man tag. Who you picking?
I'll go with the people that don't have the terrorists.
Okay, so you're going with Sin Cara, Lince Dorado, and Cedric Alexander. That's probably right. Yeah, I'll go with that too. Even though I'd like to see Gulak and Nese win. All right, we'll go up to the next match. Bayley versus Dana Brooke. Who do you got?
I'll go with the whiter girl. Blonde.
Okay, so you're going with Dana Brooke. I'll go with Bayley.
Bayley looks retarded.
That's a bad picture, but I'm a fan of Bayley's. All right. Oh, God. Next matchup. Enzo and Big Cass against Sex Ferguson and Carl Anderson.
Ferguson?
He did a character online once that is the funniest fucking wrestling thing I've ever seen in my life. If you don't know what I'm talking about, wrestling fans, go on YouTube and Google Sex Ferguson. Jesus Christ, it's great. All right, who are you picking?
I'll go with Tank Top.
Yep, I'm gone. Well, crazy hair or not crazy hair?
No hair.
No hair. All right, yep. We're going Gallows and Anderson. I like that pick as well. Next tag. Yep, next match is for the tag team titles. It is New Day versus Cesaro and Sheamus. We always pick Sheamus.
Ultra Vince. That's a sweet fucking mohawk.
It is. I figured you would be somebody who could appreciate his mohawk.
It's beautiful, and his beard.
He is a furry bastard. He dressed up as Kratos from God of War for Halloween. I saw it posted last night, and I was like, damn, that actually looks really good. You know, I'm not going to lie. I think Big E could pull off a mohawk.
Which one's Big E?
The middle black guy.
Yeah.
I think he's
got a big head.
I about said he has a big everything, but that would just been jokes. All right, next matchup. Cruiserweight title match, TJ Perkins versus the Brian Kendrick.
They look like children.
Well, Kendrick's probably my age or older.
Oh.
And Perkins is younger, yeah. Who you picking?
I'll go with the long hair kid.
Yeah, I think Kendrick needs to win it. Probably won't happen, but that's my pick. So, all right, next matchup, part of what they're claiming is a triple main event, but that's bullshit because whatever match goes on last is your main event. Rusev, Uncle Ruru versus Roman Reigns, U.S. title match, Hell in a Cell, inside the cell. Who you picking?
I'm going to say with the guy that keeps his belt.
I can't see him taking the belt off Roman, but I can't pick him just because I don't like him. So I'm going Rusev, but I think you're right.
The big guy doesn't look like he needs a belt.
No, but he actually was good with the belt, so their creative sucks right now. All right, next match up. Inside Hell in a Cell again. WWE Universal Championship match. Kevin Owens, Seth Rollins. Who you picking?
I'm going to say this guy loses his belt.
I can see that. Yeah. That would further the storyline. Jericho involved somehow. Yeah. Rollins for the win. That makes sense. And what will probably go on last is your actual main event, Sasha Banks, Charlotte, women's title, inside Hell in a Cell. This match scares the hell out of me. And I'll tell you why. There's so much
pretty scary.
There's so much pressure on these girls to either, one, you're going to be a main event of a pay-per-view. Two, you're the first female Hell in a Cell match. I'm afraid they're going to try some crazy-ass spot, and one of them's really going to get hurt. But I don't know. We'll figure it out. Who you picking and why?
I'm going to say the beige girl keeps her belt.
The beige girl keeps her belt. God damn it. Vince, I didn't know that was you. They've bounced this belt back and forth so many times. Somebody had just has to keep it. So I'm going to go with Sasha. That makes sense. But that just scares me that one of them's going to get really hurt. So, all right, that's it for wrestling news. Let's go to sports, and we will quickly gloss over the World Series because the Indians are up 3-1 on the Cubs.
Motherfuckers.
Damn it. Damn it. Oh, last night was brutal. It was like 7-2, and I was like, ugh. Just the Indians are really good, and it just kills me that the Cleveland, we do have a listener in Cleveland, are going to have the defending NBA champions, most likely the World Series champions, and, well, the Browns suck, so the number one pick in the NFL draft. So,
yeah, I was going to say the worst fucking football team of all time.
Yeah. So, you know. Cleveland. All right, let's keep going with NFL garbage. The New York Giants released that kicker we talked about last week, Josh Brown, the one we told you was suspended for beating his wife, but then more crap came out, and we told you he didn't make the team trip to London. Well, they went ahead and cut him, so no surprise there. It's a PR move. This next story, tell me how you would react to this, Mr. Short, as a parent.
Okay.
A man thought to be in his late teens was captured on camera suiting up and briefly playing during a youth football game meant for 13 and 14-year-olds. Quote, I could zoom right in and see facial hair, one of the parents said. You know, most 13-year-olds are starting to get facial hair. This gentleman had facial hair and had arm tattoos. Number 84 for the Capital City Buccaneers got in the game right after halftime, lasting a few plays before referees realized what was going on and pulled him out. Quote, it was a disgrace to me, to our organization, because that's not what we stand for. Alexandra Diaz, founder of the Buccaneers, Diaz says she stepped away for a few minutes, which apparently is when the switch went down, coming back only to find out that a player's brother was on the field. The coach told me that it was his idea. He takes full responsibility for it. Vice president of the league told, this is ABC6, the decision has been made to remove the team completely and indefinitely. Certainly everybody is a little disappointed. Parents tell us they are pleased with the situation was handled, but it was handled before somebody got hurt, but angry that it happened at all.
Yeah, I don't know about removing the whole team. I would probably remove the coach and that particular player's brother.
Yeah.
Or the brother of the player, whatever.
Right. If I was, my 13-year-old's out there and a 19-year-old, 18, 19-year-old jumps out there to start playing, I'm charging the field. I'm gonna bash the guy's head in. Yeah, you know.
Oh yeah, that would be the one time being an overbearing parent would be okay, running out on the field and be like, "Hey, this motherfucker is gonna hurt somebody."
Yeah, I mean, they're really lucky somebody didn't get seriously hurt.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, I think getting rid of
that
whole team,
probably the whole point of putting the kid in there.
Yeah,
they were probably trying to hurt people.
Yeah. And as somebody that got paid to hurt people playing football, I can understand that. But you do it with your players, not, you know, somebody that's 6 years older in a kid league, for Christ's sake.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I think suspending the whole team was a little much. You should have got rid of the coach, that player, and banned that family from any games ever again.
Yeah.
So, last thing I have for sports this week, DraftKings and FanDuel, you know, the two fantasy daily things. Look next week for merger. They're going to merge. So,
isn't that illegal, kind of?
They're finalizing deals right now, so I don't know. I guess it's not a monopoly. But I don't know. I don't know how gambling works.
Yeah, I don't. I guess I don't know the definition of monopoly.
Oh, I was going to make a joke, but I'm tired. All right. video game news. Nothing. All right.
I don't have anything either.
No.
For video games, no.
What do you have for music?
The third Metallica song off their new album, Atlas Rise, will be out tomorrow, October 31st. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I heard a little bit of it. It's not as great, I don't think, as the first two songs that came out.
Yeah.
But I'm going to like it anyway because it's Metallica.
It's not Saint Anger?
No, it is not Saint Anger. You're right.
It's not Lars and having an autistic fit on Pots and Pans.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Adam Jones of Tool says they have two albums worth of material, but only five songs meet their criteria.
Of course.
Yeah.
And I did see he was on stage here last week. I guess it was like a Halloween show they did where he dressed up as the wrestler Pentagon Jr. So I thought that was pretty cool. So.
Yeah. Some releases of note this week. Kenny Chesney. I'm going off a website. I didn't write these down. Jeezy. She and Him Christmas Party, which is Zooey Deschanel and M Ward's second Christmas collection.
She can almost kind of sing. Not as good as her sister. The one that plays Bones. She can actually really sing.
Huh. I've never heard it.
Hmm.
Helmet.
Awesome.
Let's see. Testament.
Really?
Which is they're making a comeback, I guess. I don't know. I have them on my Slacker radio. They're really fucking heavy.
Yeah.
Not a Surf.
Not a Surf has a new. Holy Christ! I'm back in fucking high school. Awesome.
Yeah. Peaceful Ghost. Live with Dutch's Film Orchestra. I don't know.
Wow.
Look it up. Lushly arranged, deeply poignant orchestral live album featuring Not a Surf in concert with Germany's.
Yeah,
that thing I tried to say.
I'm not buying it.
Neil Diamond Acoustic Christmas.
Okay, now you got me.
Yeah.
Jewish Elvis? Hell yeah.
Jimmy Buffett, Tis the Sea, Son.
And I'm back out.
Yeah. I fucking hate Jimmy Buffett.
You hate Jimmy Buffett like Vince hates Metallica.
Sure. Yeah. let's see. See if there's any more. Nope.
All right.
I have one more story.
Okay.
Bob Dylan.
Oh, Nobel Prize winning.
Bob says he will attend the Nobel ceremony if at all possible.
What's he got going on, really?
I don't know.
Nap time between oatmeal and fucking Matlock? I mean, what
apparently he still does stuff. I don't know what
he does.
Sure
he does.
When they compared his music to poetry, he said, I suppose so in some way, but I'll let other people decide what they are. The songs. Decide what the songs are. Then he went on to say, the academics, they ought to know I'm not qualified.
When even the winner is saying, you guys fucked up. You know you fucked up.
He also said he'd like to drive a car in the Indy 500, kick a field goal in the NFL, and hit a 100-mile-per-hour baseball. But anything worth doing takes time.
Yeah.
So basically, he's making fun of the Nobel Prize.
Yes, he is.
I think it's awesome, really.
Yeah, that's...
It's like, you're giving me the Nobel Prize. Are you fucking stupid?
That's exactly what he's doing. Yeah, that's great. Oh, my God. That's terrible.
Yeah. That's all I got.
Do you have the Pete Burns story?
Nope.
The Dead or Alive singer.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that. Oh, fuck. That thing. That
You sent me this.
Or you spin me right round and into a shemale.
Yeah, I don't know what it turned into, but yeah, it passed away.
Yeah, just Google Pete Burns.
Yeah, died at 57. So I don't know, kids. All right, that's all you had for music.
That's it.
All right. Well, your song of the week this week. We're not going to do a contest. We're lucky if this show gets published to be actually with you. So it's probably going to be a Halloween type song because this is the Halloween episode. So we will be right back after this.
Ah! Hey, it's Mike from The Midnight Jury. Join myself and my co-hosts, Adam, Cal, and Sydney, as we bring to you the best in 80s and 90s pop culture, pro wrestling, and horror movies. You can join in the conversation on Facebook and Twitter, and we are available at our home at WLWstudios.com, along with the Midnight Jury feeds on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, and TuneIn Radio. Forget about Blu-ray, forget about iPhones, and forget about flat-screen TVs, and travel back with us to the last old-school generation when it was all about Walkmans, arcades, and malls. Once again, that's The Midnight Jury, available on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, TuneIn Radio, and our home at WLWstudios.com.
Hey, you. Yeah, you over there. If you're into professional wrestling, heavy metal music, and getting hammered, Neckbreaker Podcast was designed just for you.
Wrestling headlines, metal panels, and guest interviews with past alumni, including Suffocation, Eric Bischoff, Hammerfall, Chris Jericho, and many more.
Grab a 30 rack and listen to Neckbreaker on iTunes, The Shining Wizards Network, Stitcher Radio, The Blast Syndicate, or just grab the episodes right now from neckbreaker.net. Cheers and beers.
What?
What's up, everybody? It's the Impact player, Mr. Phil Ray, inviting all of you to join myself and my co-host, Kid Human, as we are from the current to the way back, the Turnbuckle Throwbacks Wrestling Podcast, live every Friday at 9 p.m. on RantEMRadio.com, part of the Shining Wizards Network. You can go get our stuff at TurnbuckleThrowbacks.com, Stitcher, iTunes, Audio Boom, GeekLifeRadio.com, and search Turnbuckle Throwbacks on the TuneIn app.
If you're looking for hot, wet, sizzling wrestling talk, you need to listen to the Shining Wizards Wrestling Podcast. Sport hot studs from New Jersey, guaranteed to satisfy your cardinal wrestling desires. Listen to them on iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, Audioboo, and the Shining Wizards Network. Visit them at ShiningWizards.com. It's wrestling talk. Ooh, and talk about wrestling.
And we're back.
Yeah.
All right. You want to do fan casting or top 10 first, sir?
Fuck yeah, we do.
Good answer. All right. Fan casting first.
Okay.
Spooky movie characters for Halloween. Character list real quick. Max Cady from Cape Fear. Pamela Voorhees. Annie Wilkes from Misery. Jack Torrance from The Shining, Reagan McNeil from The Exorcist, Candyman, Norman Bates, Hannibal Lecter, Jigsaw, and Patrick Bateman. So, start us off with your Max Cady from Cape Fear.
I went with Michael C. Hall.
I can see that. That's pretty good, actually. I went with Viggo Mortensen.
Oh, yeah. That'd be good, too.
Okay. Pamela Voorhees, Jason's mom.
I went with Jessica Lange.
From American Horror. That's really good. I went Sigourney Weaver.
Oh, that's good too.
But I think yours might be better than that. So, okay. Annie Wilkes. This was the Kathy Bates character from Misery.
I went with Christine Willis.
Okay.
She was in Dead Like Me.
Oh.
Okay. She was the older lady from right. The office.
Okay.
And Dead Like Me.
That makes sense. I went with somebody that looks lovable but could also be extremely creepy. Lauren Graham from Gilmore Girls. I think she could be...
I could see that.
She could do that horrible... You know, stalkerish type of thing.
Yeah.
All right. Jack Torrance from The Shining. This is the Nicholson role. Who you got?
Leonardo DiCaprio.
That makes sense.
He's slowly turning into I think Jack Nicholson.
Yes. I went with Carl Urban.
So, that's not bad.
No. All right. Reagan McNeil from The Exorcist.
I went with Bella Thorne.
I was going to go with her, but I ended up going with Juno Temple. That one was kind of hard to cast.
Yeah.
So, but either of those work really well. Who do you got for the Candyman?
I went with Idris Elba.
Yes, I did too. I need an older black actor. Hey, you come up in Google.
Yeah, that's pretty much what I did.
Yeah. So we agree on that one. Norman Bates.
Creepiest motherfucker I know, Crispin Glover.
Oh, that's so good. I went with Evan Peters.
Yeah.
Just from his work on American Horror Story, but man, Crispin Glover, that's awesome. Exactly. All right. Who do you have for Jigsaw?
I have Robert Knepper.
Oh, that's really good. He was on Prison Break and a bunch of different shows.
Yeah.
I for Jigsaw, you need somebody that can do smart but also just insane. Willem Dafoe.
Yeah, I thought about putting him too.
Yeah. So, all right. So, who is your last one here? Patrick Bateman, the American Psycho.
You skipped one.
No, I did?
Yeah. Hannibal Lecter.
Oh, shit. Who do you have for Hannibal? My bad.
I put Mads Mikkelsen from the show.
He was so good. It was almost perfect casting. But I didn't go with that. I went with Wes Bentley from American Horror Story. But, yeah. Man, Mads was dead on. So, that was really, really good casting. Okay, now let's go to Patrick Bateman. I don't know why the hell I skipped it.
I went with Finn Wittrock.
Okay, I got to Google this name. This is Finn.
F-I-N-N.
Yep. Okay, he was in Unbroken, and he kind of has that look.
Yeah. The long hair.
He was in The Big Short with Christian Bale, so that's a weird tie-in there.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that one. That's a good pick. I went with Matt Bomer from was it Blue Collar or Suits or one of them damn shows. One of those USA shows.
Yeah.
But, all right. That was our fan casting. Let's go to our top 10 horror movies. Start us off there.
You know, when you search horror movies, when you search them on Google, you get a bunch of movies that I wouldn't really consider horror movies.
Yeah. And
there's some action Spice movies.
World, Spice World didn't even show up. So, I mean, let's just be honest here.
Yeah. That was baffling. I don't know.
So what's your number 10?
Number 10, I got Pet Cemetery.
Oh, that didn't make my list, but there's so many good ones out there that, you know, yours may not make the list. We did have, hold on just a second, Dan Lopez, one of our good listeners, said that The Gate always freaked him out as a kid.
So, I don't remember that one.
Yeah, it's been a long time since I've seen that one, but I remember it being creepy. My number 10 is kind of a newer movie. I went with Cabin in the Woods.
Oh, yeah. I was going to put that one on here, but the ending just kind of...
Yeah, that was a little... I wish it would have been handled different, but I liked Cabin in the Woods. It was okay. Yeah. So, what's your number 9?
Nightmare on Elm Street.
Yep. Got to throw a Freddy on there.
Yeah.
I went with Serpent in the Rainbow.
Okay.
It's a weird voodoo movie. Just, I remember it as a kid in one of those, hey, you shouldn't watch this, and you watch it anyway.
Oh, yeah.
And then you don't sleep for about the next 9 months.
That's what Pet Cemetery was for me.
Yeah. So, Serpent in the Rainbow.
This movie will scare you.
Yes, it did. All right. Number 8.
I went with The Haunting of Deborah Logan.
I don't know if I've seen that one.
It's the whole movie is about this. It seems like it's about this lady going through the stages of dementia. And the ending is kind of stupid, but the whole movie is fucking freaky as shit.
Is it?
Yeah.
Hmm. Okay. It's,
yeah, you gotta look it up.
Okay. My number 8 is Nightmare on Elm Street. So,
yeah.
All right. Number 7.
Children of the Corn.
creepy little bastards.
Well, living where I do, you know, there's cornfields out here. Like, I could walk to a cornfield right now. And yeah, when I was younger, we used to walk through the cornfields or run through the cornfields, just whatever. But Children in the Corn came out. We didn't do that shit no more.
Yeah, that stopped immediately. So
yeah,
my number seven, The Fly.
Yeah,
gotta throw Goldblum on there. Number six,
oh, Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Ah, higher on my list. Yeah, I got The Shining.
Yes,
for number six. Number five.
People Under the Stairs.
Oh, that's an honorable mention. It didn't make my list, but yeah, that's creepy as hell.
Yeah.
My number, what are we on, five?
Five.
All right, Hellraiser.
Yes, higher on mine.
Is it? Yeah. Okay, that takes us to number four.
Orphan.
Oh, that's a good, was that a Del Toro movie?
I don't know.
I want to say that was a Guillermo del Toro movie, but I don't know. Because it was in Spanish, right?
No. It was, Orphan is the one where the girl, she's like 31 years old, but she looks like she's a little girl.
Yeah, that's right. Okay, I was thinking of something else. All right. Yeah, I remember that one. That's freaky as shit, too. Okay, number four for me is, of course, The Evil Dead.
Oh, yeah.
That's pretty self-explanatory. Number three.
Hellraiser.
Yeah. This is where I got Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Right.
Number two.
It.
Oh, didn't make my list.
That movie, that movie fucked me up when I was younger.
Yeah. It's a classic, and like I said, you know, there's so many that could make our lists, but it was Tim Curry. I was never good on him ever since, man. It scared shit out of me. My number two, I got Halloween.
Yeah.
All right, so what's your number one?
The Babadook.
Babadook. It's, man, that reveal where they're sitting at the table. And then he's like right beside him.
Yeah.
And she freaks out. Holy Christ. That got me. And I'm mute.
I was watching it last night.
Oh, were you?
And I was home by myself.
And you squealed like a girl.
Well, not quite. But the wife and the daughter come home. And I paused it. And she got the baby ready for bed. And Natalie was sitting there.
Oh,
so
no.
I started it up again. And I was like, now, I'm going to watch this. I'm going to finish watching this movie. And it's the creepiest movie, probably the creepiest movie I've ever seen. And then she sat there for maybe 10 minutes, saw the monster once, and went upstairs.
Yep. And hasn't been asleep yet.
Yeah. It's fucked up.
It's such a good movie. I'm surprised that such a good horror movie like that has come out lately. Yeah. My number one, I went old school. Frankenstein's still my favorite horror movie. You know, the old Universal. It's still my number one. So, okay, so that was our top 10 and our fan casting for this week. Let's get into listener questions real quick. Which riot will be bigger if the Cubs win or lose? Same question for Cleveland. Cubs fans won't really riot.
No.
We'll just sit there and bitch about a goat because that's what we do. Cleveland, they riot on Tuesdays for, you know, it's a day in Y, ends in Y. Cleveland can riot.
I don't know. The Cubs do come from Chicago.
Yeah, but it's north side, not south side.
Okay.
Let's see. What are the best and worst Halloween parties you've ever been to?
I can't really recall a Halloween party that I know of.
I think last one I even went to was like college, so it's been a while. So
yeah,
I'm not really the party type of guy. Best and worst costumes that you have worn and have seen.
The best one I ever wore. My mom made me a dinosaur costume when I was in like fourth grade or something.
Yeah.
It was all like fuzzy felt material. It had a big tail on it. It was pretty awesome.
Nice. Best for me that I ever wore. Oh, I used cardboard boxes and made myself a domino.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Painted black awesome. With the thing. And yeah, I was a little kid, but still. What's the worst you've wore or have ever seen?
I don't know.
Worst I ever seen, and this wasn't really a Halloween costume, but it was a cosplay, and that would be Toothless Poison Ivy.
There you go. That's terrible.
That was horrible and scared us, and says still to this day is our Babadook. So,
yeah.
Favorite and least favorite Halloween specials.
I don't know. We always watch the Great Pumpkin.
Yeah. Least favorite, I don't really have a least favorite, but Great Pumpkin, or if you're from Indiana or around here, Sammy Terry always comes on Halloween. Yeah. I'm a big Sammy Terry fan, so actually I posted that in the Facebook group, the link.
Yeah, I saw that. Yeah.
Apparently
that was yesterday.
They're going to start doing on-demand stuff, so I can watch Sammy Terry all the time. All right, favorite Halloween candy?
I don't know. I like those peanut butter drop things.
Oh, yeah, those are good.
Those black and orange wrapper things.
Yeah. I like full, when I would eat candy in trick-or-treat, full-size candy bars.
Yeah.
Not the
like
little.
Regular. I like regular chocolate Hershey bars.
Yeah, Hershey bars, yeah. Favorite, least favorite Halloween movies. We already did favorite, both scary and funny. What are some bad Halloween movies?
Huh. There's a lot of them, really. I can't think of any right off the top of my head.
Yeah, Halloween 3.
Yeah. Pumpkinhead.
Pumpkinhead. There's a bunch, but if you're watching those type of movies, you kind of know what you're getting into ahead of time.
Yeah, I like some of the bad ones, but some of them are just so bad.
Yeah. How about Halloween songs? This person's favorite are Monster Mash and Ghostbusters.
I like Ghostbusters, but fuck, I hate Monster Mash. I just hate it. I don't know. Halloween, like Halloween.
Yeah.
Halloween.
Yep.
The one we just played.
Yeah, that's a good one. If I can find it.
Yep.
I can find it. All right. Next question. E.T. on Atari. Thoughts? Worst game ever. Oh, that game was garbage. That's why they buried thousands of them in the fucking New Mexico desert.
I don't think I ever played it.
It was so bad. But worst game ever? No. The worst game I ever played was Superman 64. Oh, my. It makes E.T. look like Final Fantasy.
One of the worst games I ever played was a Spider-Man. Like, I think it was after the Spider-Man movie came out.
Mm-hmm.
Just the gameplay. Like, if you're a gamer, you should know that you don't buy a movie-based video game.
Yes, they're usually garbage.
Yeah, and I did that. I bought the Spider-Man. I think it might have been Spider-Man 2. I don't know. But it was fucking awful.
Yeah. All right. Next question. Will you guys be bobbing for dildos?
No.
We love you, Tony. Also, would you rather put one giant dildo or 100 small ones in your ass, with the 100 small ones equaling the girth of the one big one? He says he'd go for the smaller ones because you could work your way up one at a time, rather than be rip-roaring all at once. I'd imagine less damage one at a time. I'm asking for my friend Vince.
I'm sure Vince has done both, but
I'm sure he has too.
I'd like to say the big one just so I could get it over with, but this, like, because the small ones, you know, you'd be sitting there all day,
yeah,
putting little tiny dicks in your ass.
Happy triggerween, folks. Yeah, let's go with small ones. I don't know. All right, next question. So are the Cubs really going to do it? Yep, they're really going to lose. And I'm a fan, but, man, 3-1 in the World Series? I don't know.
They're not really a comeback team.
Nah, man, if they could. I'm still holding out hope, but the realist part of me and the Cubs fan that's been abused my entire life is like, nah, we're going to fuck it up. So what were your guys' thoughts on Suicide Squad, the movie?
I haven't seen it.
I haven't seen it either, and it's because of Will Smith.
Oh, yeah.
Since he came out and said that if you believe a certain political way, you need to be cleansed from the country. Yeah, I'm not going to watch anything he's in. So I don't know if I'll ever watch Suicide Squad, to be honest with you. Have you seen The Ranch on Netflix?
No.
I have caught a few episodes. It's Ashton Kutcher and what's from that 70s show? It was Hyde.
Oh, yeah. I've heard about it.
And Sam Elliott's the dad. The couple episodes I saw are pretty good, so yeah.
I heard it was pretty good, but I haven't watched it.
Yeah. Top 10 B movies. That will be an upcoming top 10 list in a few weeks. Are we ready for the end? Nope.
Mm. I personally, no.
No. Nobody's ever really ready for it, and something's gonna happen soon. So try to get ready. Did you see the Bloomington school system ban of the rebel flag? This is the Confederate battle flag. I saw something about kids were wearing them around school as capes.
Nice.
And the school system threw a fit and banned it and all this. And don't worry about all your freedoms, kids. They're not real anyway. Hmm. All right. Which is better, Smallville or today's new DC shows?
I never watched Smallville.
I loved Smallville. And yeah, it was a sappy, basically turned into a soap opera at times, but I did love it. But man, the shows now, Arrow's finally starting to kick back into where it should be. Legends is really good. Flash is probably the best show right now. Even though Flashpoint's really fucking me up, but we'll talk about that later. Man, but I still put Smallville above them just because fond memories, but I don't know. You like the new DC shows, right?
Yeah. I haven't really been keeping up with them, but yeah.
Okay. Well, this season of Flash, they're doing Flashpoint, and it's really confusing, but if you can try to follow along, it's really good. They're doing a lot of real good storytelling. All right, is this the last question? Nope, we have three more questions here. And it's a music question, Mr. Short, so you will be intrigued. Of all the great musicians we have lost in the last... oh, God. Sorry. Stupid just sent me a thing. And by stupid, I mean you, Mr. Short.
Yeah. I just wondered if you saw that.
I hadn't seen that. God, if a Black Lives Matter protester is in the middle of the road and you're like blocking the road or a bridge or what, I'm gunning it. All right.
Look at the picture.
Oh, God. Hold on. Follow along with me, folks. You can't see the link, but it's going to be bad, isn't it? Oh, man. Wait a minute. Wait. They're all white.
Yeah.
Hundreds gather at IU at a Black Lives Matter. It's like, find the black guy.
Yeah, there are no black people in that picture.
There's none. That's fucking Bloomington. God damn it. IU. Stupid-ass college kids. All right. Back to the music question.
Okay.
You fucking moron. Of all the great musicians we have lost over the last 30 years, I pose a couple of questions. How amazing would this concert be? Who is playing what positions? For lead singer, the choice you have is Freddie Mercury, Prince, or David Bowie?
Bowie.
Ah, see, I'd go with Freddie.
Yeah.
There's not going to be a bad pick out of those. Not Prince. No. Now, for the rest of these, they don't have choices, so it's just whoever do you think. Bass and electric guitars.
Oh, bass.
Lemmy.
Yeah, Lemmy. I'll go or, with Lemmy.
Or Duck Dunn, who was in the Blues Brothers Band and Booker T and the MGs.
Or fucking typo negative, Pete Steele.
Pete Steele. Yep. For your guitar players, Jesus Christ, there's been so many.
Dimebag,
George Harrison.
Jimmy.
Well, this is over the last 30 years.
Oh. Stevie Ray.
Stevie Ray, B.B. King, Les Paul.
Yeah.
Shit, from Slayer, Jeff Hanneman.
Yeah.
So, I mean, there's tons and tons more. But what about drums? Who was Ozzy's drummer? Is that Randy Castillo?
Sounds right.
I pick him. You could have Alan Myers from Devo.
Yeah.
Eric Carr, who replaced Peter Criss in Kiss. The drummer for Avenged Sevenfold. He just died here lately.
Yeah.
So, what about keyboard and or piano?
I can't think of any.
Who was from The Doors? Ray Manzarek.
Okay.
He was from The Doors, and you had George Duke, who was with Zappa and the Mothers of Invention. He played piano. And who would the backup singers be? So who do you got as backup singers? I only came up with two, but I mean, there's so many more. I have Joe Cocker and okay. Dio.
Fuck yeah. See, I saw this question on Facebook, and I meant to think about it more, but I never got around to it.
It's understandable, but I mean, there's been so many, and 2016 has just sucked for celebrity deaths in general.
Yeah.
But how awesome would that concert be? It would be insanely awesome. So,
yeah.
All right. We have the last two questions this week. What are your thoughts on the Project Veritas videos that have come out? For those of you who don't know, Project Veritas was the guy that's done undercover videos against the Clinton campaign and the Democratic National Committee. This is the same guy that way back went after Planned Parenthood and all this. But the ones that have just come out show that Hillary Clinton and the DNC ordered the people that have been at Trump protests to get violent. But basically, it was all on Hillary's orders to get violent and protest, and I have thoughts on it. It doesn't surprise me.
No. I was thinking about it at work, and really, the people that say Hillary for prison or whatever, I mean, you have a point.
Yeah.
But it's not, it's never going to happen.
No. But that does tie into the next question, though. What will happen now that Hillary is back under FBI criminal investigation?
Not a fucking thing.
I don't think anything will happen, but I do think there's been basically two questions. One, what will happen to Hillary? And two, why have they reopened the investigation? Well, we kind of now know why they reopened it. Her basically number two in command, that Abin woman or something. It was Anthony Weiner's wife. It was like her top Weiner. It was like her top advisor. Well, she struck a plea deal way, way back when all this first started, saying, yes, I've turned over all my devices that have everything, you know, all the emails are on them. That's not the case. She still had a laptop in her possession that apparently has something in the tens of thousands of emails, some of which are classified, which would therefore violate her plea agreement. So she is now under it. How did she get these emails? Well, that's probably from Hillary. That's one thing. Another thing is that all the deleted emails the NSA has had, and they magically somehow got to the FBI now. So
yeah,
what's going to happen? Probably nothing. I mean, could it get to a point where she gets elected and then immediately impeached? Yep. I could see that happening, and then it's not going to happen. Then you're going to have war.
The way I see it, this shit happens all the time.
Yep.
In DC, in the government. And the only reason this got out was probably because of Snowden.
Snowden, Kim.com, and WikiLeaks, and Assange. That's why this has all come out, because they're like, you know what? We're tired of this shit.
Yeah. They're just trying to show you that Hillary is fucking crooked, and really, Donald Trump is probably just as crooked.
Yeah, I think he's crooked from a different angle.
Yeah.
You know what? I can tell you right now something Trump would do, and he would probably win the election. If he was to come out on TV and say, I am going to give a pardon to Edward Snowden and Julian Assange, I bet you he'd win the election.
Probably.
Hands down. I would bet money that he would, not all the, you know, dead voters in Chicago could overcome that are magically voting Hillary, they've found out.
Yeah.
Did you see that story?
Yeah.
Where a bunch of dead people have voted in Chicago in early voting. And the head of the election thing said, well, there's the explanation for that. I'm like, yeah, it's called voter fraud. And then somebody went on Twitter or something and said that they work at a post office somewhere in like Cleveland or one of the bigger Ohio cities. And said that every time they see a absentee ballot come in for Trump, they rip them up and throw them in the trash.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. So, no, voter fraud's not real. So, but what will happen? Probably nothing.
Yep.
So, I don't know. All right. That's all I have for listener questions. I think we did okay without Vince.
Yeah.
Happy Triggerween to everybody. Wear the most offensive shit you can find. Blackface, head dresses, dots in your forehead.
Wieners out.
Wieners out.
Did you watch that?
Not yet. I have it downloaded, but I have to watch it. Yes. Dress up as Harambe.
Find the Harambe parody song on YouTube.
God. But just have fun, be safe, and hopefully we'll talk to everybody next week. Maybe Vince will be over his pumpkin spice AIDS. But
yeah, I'll find the Harambe parody song and put it on the Facebook group.
Okay. You can send your stuff to inconclusivebreakdown@gmail.com. That's the show email address. We are on Facebook, facebook.com/inconclusivebreakdown. We have our Facebook group, as you just heard. We are on Twitter @inconclusivepod. I am there @cyborgsumo. Send us your ideas for top 10 lists you want to see. Next week, did I say already what we're doing for next week?
No.
Okay. Well, just to kind of give everybody a heads up, we're not going to be doing fan castings for a while. We're kind of going to change the show around a little bit. Don't worry, it's not going to go crazy. Next week's top 10 list are going to be movies that social justice warriors would hate today.
Oh, cool.
So, basically the most offensive movies we can come up with. So, all right. Well, for the obviously tired Mr. Short, I am Justin. Yeah. It's been a long morning already. So, we will talk to everybody next week, hopefully. We good?
Yeah.
All right. Bye, everybody.
Bye.